Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's show, Rob and Scott regret their life choices as they allow Becky to provide a mystery wine for the show. So sit back, relax, and listen to Rob and Scott's suffering here on the Wine Vault.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Wine Vault. You might be surprised to hear the voice of the Triple B introducing you this evening, but don't worry, Scott the Unlicensed.
Woohoo!
And Rob the Wine Guy.
Good evening, good day, good morning, good afternoon.
Okay. Oh. They're both still here.
I let Scott finish his dumbass intros. Oh, his wonderful intros.
Well, I like Scott's intros.
I know. I was just doing that.
Okay. So, but this is the Triple B. I'm hosting this evening because we have a surprise wine. I'm the only one who knows what it is. I opened the bottle, which is such a triumph in and of itself. I can't even tell you. And Rob and Scott have no idea if this bottle cost $5, $40, $75?
No.
All they know is that it is something that I purchased.
So you're responsible.
I'm responsible.
And it's red and it's a red. Wet.
I will tell you all, I had a really hard time deciding what direction to go.
Mm.
I told Rob that. I couldn't decide if I should buy a $5 wine and hope that you guys would just sing its praises about how amazing and delicious and tasty it was, or if I should pick something in the $40, $50 range and listen to you all talk about how it was pig slop.
Hmm.
So, let's start off. So, Scott said that it was a red wine.
It is a red wine.
So, tell me, let's go ahead and review this like we know what it is.
Let's do that. But let's come back from a break.
Okay.
Because we're here tonight on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back.
Folks, there are many ways to enjoy the Wine Vault. The first way is on iTunes. Look for the Wine Vault. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Beyond that, we are on Facebook at thewinevault.rs. We are on Twitter at Wine Vault Podcast, and our website is winevault.org. You can also drop us a line at winevault@outlook.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Craig Walters Allstate Insurance, at 740-862-4585. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. We'll be right back on the Wine Vault.
Okay, let's start with the nose in the glass. What do you all see? I'm going to walk you through this step by step.
Uh-oh.
Well,
are you going to play?
First of all, it's not a $40 bottle of wine.
How do you know that?
Or a $30 or a $20. I can tell by the, let's just say, the viscosity, the translucence to it.
Okay.
There's a bit of a sweet grape jam to the nose.
It smells like Smuckers and a bit of green in the background.
I'm playing a little bit injured tonight, so.
What, somebody kick you in the...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it ear infection?
Oh, like a child. Why do you have like one curl of your hair down like a greaser?
Because that's how I do it.
I was going to say, you're like, and then just the little curly cue comes down, folks.
I always like to have one hair out of place.
Hey, Daddy-O. It's going to freak me out all night.
It's very Fonzie-ish.
Good.
It is. Well, it doesn't take much to freak
me out. I know. I was going to say.
It's because of this whole surprise thing.
Surprise. Okay.
Yeah, the emotion surprise.
No.
You know, it's all based on acting in accordance with norms of social rules, and you don't do that very well.
No, I don't. I will say that there might be cassis buried down in there, but mostly it's grape jam, a little bit of menthol, and slightly green.
Really not much menthol. It doesn't have much mentholated alcohol in those at all.
No, but that's what binds it all together. It's kind the glue.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you have any guesses on varietal?
From the nose?
I got nothing from the nose.
I threw the bottle away, but I kind of wish I had it here for an unveiling.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know it's not Pinot. How's that sound?
Okay.
If it is Pinot, it's not.
If it's Pinot.
I have the wrong glasses. It's not Pinot.
I didn't even think about the glasses.
If it is a Pinot, it is a train wreck of a Pinot. Let's just say that.
I did pass by the,
Cabernet is what I would. I'm more leaning towards Cab than
Or some
Zin.
Cabernet blend, maybe. You know, it's gonna.
Let's just go to Cabernet Merlot blend.
Cabernet Merlot blend.
It's a blend of
GSM
17 different grapes.
When I was walking,
and by the way, it's not French.
Okay. When I was walking down the wine aisle, mm-hmm. there's this enormous section of the very cheapest things you can buy, all the brands that are you know what I'm talking about, that section. And I couldn't find the rest of the wine. And so I was like, oh, God, is this all that I have to choose from? Mm. But it was evidently a special Valentine's Day selection they had. So that you had, your Apothecs, your Ménage à Trois.
You're leading us down a path.
Yeah.
They all had. No, this isn't. This was the section I first found before I could find the rest of
Where
the
did
wine.
You go?
They all had a special Valentine's-themed label.
Says Inspector
Ménage à Trois.
Yeah, it was all, not to be a spoiler alert, but it was all black with a red heart. Every single one of them looked like that, and a part of me was like, should I make Scott and Rob get one of these? But then I realized I would also be drinking that, so I did not buy that.
Point of order: How is Ménage à Trois an appropriate Valentine's Day gift? It's like, I love you, my dear, but you know, wouldn't it be better if we added someone else to the mix?
Well, maybe it would be
don't hate.
I was going to say maybe,
let him live.
I'm judging.
You give it to somebody as that. Maybe that is someone's Valentine's Day gift.
There you go.
You say, hey, I know you're a couple. However,
no, I don't mean that. I mean, maybe one partner is giving it to the other partner as a hey, here's your gift.
Oh, and they unwrap it and there's a person in a box.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Hmm.
No judgment here.
Slight judgment. It's a little unusual.
Why?
It's not traditional romantical, let's just say.
Well,
yeah.
I would say Ménage à Trois is not a traditional romantic
wine. Oh, my gosh. All righty. So let's drink this, Scott. Aren't you excited? I'm excited.
I'm
so right now,
wide
you,
open.
Right now, for sure, the wine guy, you think this is a $5 bottle of wine.
I didn't say five. I just said not 40. 30 or 20.
How long has this been decanting?
Not very long. 30 minutes.
No, I opened it at 8.
Okay. All right. Nearly an hour in. Okay. Let's go in. Again, overall, not a promising nose because of that Smucker's jam grapiness. It's not a bad nose otherwise, but that's not promising note for us. Rob's making a face, looking for a spittoon.
Are you kidding? For a brief moment, the look on your face made me think that you had identified this wine.
Well, that's a lot of faux oak on that finish there. My God.
And what? Oh.
What in the fuck's sakes is that finish?
When you're pulling air over it, that there's that kind of gap in the front palate.
Oh, will it end? Oh, Jesus, it's not done yet. Oh, I keep swallowing. It makes it worse.
Oh, okay.
It's like getting sprayed with a skunk.
Well,
it's not that bad.
Not as enjoyable.
Hey, man.
Don't wonder.
Buy a bottle of Ménage à Trois, get sprayed by a skunk on a Saturday night. There you go.
It's a hot town. The old town. Tonight.
Oh, sweetie, we got a frisky night tonight. What are we going to do? We're going to drink Ménage à Trois and get sprayed by a skunk.
You remember how you always wanted to have a Ménage à Trois? Well, I'm bringing a skunk into the bed.
Oh, yes. And then I have a fetish for tomato juice. Oh. You pour it over yourself.
Yeah.
That's humor. Not bad.
Not.
I'm sorry.
Really.
The oak, I washed my mouth out with water, and it returned. I did not get rid of it.
So, guess on Zin or Cap.
Well,
wow.
Oof.
That is. It's almost.
No.
It's just on the verge of a sour oak.
I would not say.
It's not quite there.
I would hope no one would oak a Zin quite like that. I would think it's probably, you know, it all.
It's also. Let's recognize what we recognize. It's very lean.
It is lean, and
it's
but
medium-ish.
Medium-ish. Mm-hmm. The oak has more body than the wine.
You know what's in there with the sour oak is a little green pepper thing. Vegetal.
Well, there's a slight stewed vegetal note. It's not prominent, stewed but it's mid-palate. That's what makes you think it's cab, because normally cabs, when they steer off course and go into a telephone pole, they kind of have that.
And where do we think of, what part of the world do we think of when we go there?
I don't think this is Chilean. I think this is probably Californian.
Okay.
That'd be my guess. But I don't think that they probably grow their own grapes, if that's what you want. I mean, once again, you know. Well, though, theoretically, I mean, it tastes like something like a red diamond or one of those dingleberries or something like that.
They did have Predator. I have not seen Predator in a store before. Predator, but I was like,
It tastes like a wine of that ilk. A Predator. I know that you like Sledgehammer, but well, I haven't had Sledgehammer cabs that I can remember. Maybe we had it at your house. I thought it was better than this. So, and would be too oaky. That's the only thing. It doesn't come strong enough to be an oak chip.
No,
but it is something that is. It's supernatural in the fact. I think the wine is just so lean. Well, the length, the son of a bitch. It's just like this unending finish of oak. I suppose there's somebody out there that gets their rocks off on that. I'm not a pseudomasochist, so I don't. But someone might. Do you, Daddy-O? Do you get off on that?
On pseudomasochist?
I'd rather you. Yeah.
Or sadio masochism.
Pseudo. I don't know.
Pseudio.
I'm sorry. My mind has been. I don't even know the terms because I don't use them that often. But my mind has been so warped by the
warped
oak.
Is a good word.
Yes. Yes. I feel like I could be set on fire right now.
Let's dial this in. Yeah, you all go, and then I'm going to give you a couple of facts about this wine.
No, don't give us any guesses.
Not yet, but I'm going to reveal.
Wait till after later. We guess.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What do you find present?
The oak is to me not as overpowering as you all say.
Oh, I don't think it's overpowered oak. It's just as lengthy. Sour oak.
Yeah.
That's funky. It's the oak is, and perhaps that's not where it comes from, but that's usually where this would come from. But outside of that sour-ish, and it's not completely full-blown sour, but it really doesn't taste of oak otherwise. It doesn't demonstrate of oak otherwise.
Because there's no bright fruit. It's just kind of an off-kilter, sour, mid-palate. It tastes like it just tastes like one of those dipshit slapstick wineries that aren't real. They're just sourcing all their shit. Like, you know, all the, you know, your buddy with a lot of those things, Dark Horse or, I mean, things like we can't find the origin of them. Oh, you know, we don't know where they came from.
Yeah.
Red Diamond. Although they talked about it. But that was the winemaker for like Columbia Crest did that shit. Sledgehammer. We don't know where the hell that comes from. We never figured that out. They have a freaking Grindr page.
What does that mean?
Their website is on Tumblr, but I call it Grindr. And they don't have a real website.
Oh, okay.
It's like
weird.
When
you said Grindr, I thought you meant Tinder.
No, we talked about Grindr. It's intentional.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tumblr's proper website, but he calls it Grindr.
Yeah, might as well be. A winery should not have a Tumblr website.
Well,
have Squarespace like the rest of them.
Well,
or WordPress, like
so,
we do.
Yeah, the fruit here.
Fruit?
What fruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even, it would be nice if it just had a grapiness about it.
I'll tell you what it is.
I would say To me, I think there's more of a dark cherry than a grape.
A sour dark cherry and blood orange.
Okay, James sucks.
And slight tomato. The vegetable.
No. The tomato is
sun-dried tomato.
Fair enough. That might even be the strongest.
And rose water.
Fruit flavor.
No, there's no rose water, but
would you pair this with a, what is it, something mango chutney?
I would pair this with a garbage disposal.
What?
Yes, this is horrendous.
Yeah, I don't mean to be offensive, but it's...
Okay. So would you all, your guess is Zen from where?
No.
I got nothing.
I got cab.
Okay.
From California.
California cab?
And by the way,
what's the price range?
A sub 10. By the way, when I do these things, I have the decency of having two bad ones, not just one.
Okay. I'm gonna go that you pulled a fast one on the wine guy.
How?
Okay.
Well, it could be cinema. It could be Coppola cinema.
It's some kind of blend that has something that he loves in it, like Petit Verdot.
Oh,
or something.
Whatever. Like a Sangiovese.
Yeah, and it has.
And
also,
wouldn't that have been clever?
It's 15% sick. That's what it is. It's been filtered, but yeah,
it does have. You know,
it's not so
prompted
bad.
Us a little bit by reference to Sangiovese. The body is, you know, of more of an Italian red, just a lighter body. I'm not saying that's what it is because I don't. This doesn't demonstrate Italian red at all.
This doesn't suggest anything that's European. It suggests someone that has a little bit of an unnatural tan in January, but nothing that's natural.
What's the guy's name? He's the actor. He and his wife are both really, really tan. They're older. Her face.
George Hamilton.
Yes, that's what I just.
How did you pull George Hamilton out of that?
Well, I call Craig Walters, Allstate Insurance, George Hamilton, because he's unnaturally tan. But that's because he's tanning it too. But Craig, I won't tell anybody else.
I was gonna say, I feel like
he did have a bottle.
The wine guy,
yeah,
knew I meant George Hamilton because he's used to me asking such whacked out questions.
No, I mean, you know. By the way, for auto, home, or life, please give Craig a call. And for tanning tips,
I was gonna say has to pay his tanning bed bills. Right?
That's well, I think it's spray tan.
You're an awful, awful man.
Well, he had tan in a tube one time. He said he just bought it to help somebody out.
Oh.
He's a nice guy.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a common thing. You're like, you know, they need some tan in a tube. I think I'll buy it for him and give it to him.
No. Did you use it when he gave it to you?
It wasn't for me. It was one of our old secretary's daughter was going to prom, which is like the most... And she had like... she was wearing ankle socks or something, so she had tan line. I don't know. Something weird. Some random ass shit. And so he bought that and brought it over, he said, which makes no sense. There's too many, you know, second cousin kind of thing. It's like, it's like fourth removed. It's like, I don't believe
you. You know,
story.
Becky, I remember the years when Craig was our sponsor until Rob offended him by bringing up tubing.
I could bring up the time that he dyed his hair copper. I could bring that. Oh, sorry, Craig.
Again, I remember. Those were wonderful days.
He got out of his car, looked around, and ran inside his office. But I saw him. And then I came right after him. And he wouldn't come out. Stay out. What's going on? Dyed his hair copper.
You're
back
bad,
to the wine.
Yes,
instead
back
of making
to...
fun of our sponsor.
No, I'm commenting.
Our favorite sponsor.
Our only sponsor. That naughty vine wine, or naughty blush wine. Yeah, we got that going on.
Don't ever say that again.
I know. I'd rather drink
that. Okay, so...
Yeah?
Rob, I forgot what you said your guess
I think
was.
It's a shitty cab-based wine.
You know what this reminds me of? Hmm. One of the awful TJs that we've had. But I can't remember which one.
Those are worse.
No. Some of them are so nondescript. Because one of the things that this is it's almost flavorless.
I wish it was flavorless,
it's
Scott.
It's almost flavorless.
I did threaten Rob with Boda Box.
Please.
You would have preferred Boda Box over this?
Maybe.
Might as well. I mean, I tasted this.
What's
Roll the
so
dice.
What's so funny is this wine...
Yeah.
I'm not going to reveal anything else. Well, I'll do it in a minute. Okay, so you think nondescript cab from?
Cali.
Okay.
I'm going South American.
Okay. Right.
Some kind
of. Are you saying cab too?
Some kind of cab blend.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And how much do you think this costs?
Sub 10. In real prices, not what they claim it costs. I would guess. We normally cost $42, but today we sell it for $6.99. No, it costs $6.99.
I'm guessing you bought something higher priced. That's not based on what this wine is.
I'm just guessing she didn't.
I'm just guessing you bought something
more expensive. It's what the actual price you paid for it is what it costs, not what it's on the tag. So, you know, I got it 80% off. No, you got it full retail price.
This wine.
Yes.
Cost.
$25.99. Fuck no. Oh, what?
Unlicensed in the house.
Is that the full price?
It was $25.99.
Full price.
Yeah.
As you played it today. You paid $25.99. That's what is on the credit card.
No.
What did you pay?
This is why I feel like you read my mind.
What?
It was $25.99 on sale for $8.99.
It's because it's $8.99.
Well, let's wait and see.
And what was it?
No, we're going to play this game. What part of the world is it from?
Cali.
Oh, well, ding, ding, ding. So we split. So far we split.
What did you say?
I said, but I got the price point right.
I said sub 10.
I said $20.
No, wait, Scott, it's sub 10.
Oh, she got it on clearance for
Oh, did she? We'll find out what it is.
Wait, then
we'll
let's keep going.
Okay, go ahead.
So, it's a Zen.
It's a Zen.
Oh.
That's Zen?
Let's go in here for this.
All right. This is Zen. Mm-hmm. This is not good Zen.
No.
What's so funny to me is I was going somewhere.
Is this the, oh, I won't say it.
Go ahead.
The Zen of Zen?
I don't know what that means.
That's the name,
that's
of,
the
one.
Name of one.
Oh.
I saw it on there.
No. We had that.
No, we've not. You might have.
I might have.
The Zen of Zen?
Yeah, it's a great, it's a great name.
Zen of Zen.
Z-E-N.
Oh, like Z-E-N of Z-I-N? Oh, my God.
Is it Zen or
Zen?
No. I don't know.
It's either Zen of Zen or
Zen. Well, it probably tastes just like this. This is Zinfandel.
This is a Zen.
Mm.
But what I was going to say is I have gone somewhere before, and the wine guy had recommended I take this wine.
Oh.
Sledgehammer?
Uh-huh.
This is Sledgehammer now?
Uh-huh.
What
this
the hell happened?
Sledgehammer Zen.
What the hell happened to Sledgehammer Zen?
Mm-hmm. We haven't had it in a while. She's been buying the cab. This is green. I've never had a bottle of Sledgehammer that was this, that had this sour.
I see. Oh, now I see why you bought it, because you wanted to embarrass Scott because he says
no,
how good it
but
is.
I wanted to embarrass you because you recommended I take it.
Well, it was good when I drank it. What year is this thing? 18? I haven't
I
had
don't
it
know.
In like,
it's whatever the current offering
yeah.
is.
I haven't I had it in a couple years. And back a couple years ago is when I would recommend it.
So
we liked it.
That's fine.
Yeah,
this is what
fine.
I wanted to get all along because you had recommended it previously. But their website now is disgusting.
Oh, it's Tumblr or Grindr.
Their Zen, it said, rock out with your cork out.
Oh, I like that.
Pair this big, bold, spicy Zen with thick meats and thumping beets.
Thick meats.
I think it always had disgusting little things like that.
Was it tube
that.
Steak? Spicy
it's
tube steak.
Disgusting.
It's rock out with your cork out?
Yeah.
Well, let me just explain this to Sledgehammer.
When you started talking about Sledgehammer, I was like, how does he know?
That's
how does
funny.
He know? How does he know?
Well, I
their
knew it was.
Website is truly
I knew it was cheap and shitty. So there, I started off with that. I
and
knew
then
it was
when
Cali.
You said,
Zen.
I bet that it cost in the 20s, but it was actually
that's
under
what,
10.
But that's what they all
that
do.
Is. It said it was $25.99.
It's not. It's
I know.
Never cost that.
I've never seen it
Scott,
over 10.
I've
way,
never seen that price.
This
point.
Is the Zen, huh? Because I remember the Zen, and it was simple, but earnest.
Yeah.
And had brambly fruit.
Yeah.
It had Zinfandel fruit. This has none of that.
What in the fuck is
and
this?
And it was, it went, I did have it this, like, maybe 2 years ago. I felt like it was, you knew it was an entry Zen, but it was such a Zen. Like, you could pick it a mile away. You knew it was fruity, for sure, like very grapey, but it still had some pepperiness to it.
This has none of that.
No.
Well, this other than that sour oak thing, whatever it is. Mm-mm. I almost wonder if this is just a bad bottle.
No, Scott.
And that sour is
no,
not
Scott.
From oak.
No, no.
But there's nothing there.
There's not a corking type situation.
There's nothing there. There's no fruit. There's no mid-palate. Maybe there's cassis in the middle of that.
Let me ask you this. When you buy your sledgehammer.
I don't buy sledgehammer.
When you buy your sledgehammer, which you said you have, and you've said many times in the show, I'd rather have sledgehammer.
Right.
When you were
I'm not going to say that anymore.
Okay. When you were saying that.
But I can't tell you the last time Deb's brought
Scott. And I'll be honest. Zinfandel into the house. I think their cab, if it's made like this, it ain't any good either.
I have to tell you.
No. It's
but
probably
it's not
terrible.
Bad like this.
I knew.
I bet it is.
Well,
I knew pretty early on this is what I wanted to get with sledgehammer because you had recommended it a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I was interested to see if it held up, if you would like know it, you know, like how you just know. But then I bought it and then I started looking at the website and I thought, what have I done? Because their website is so male centric and so you feel dirty after having looked at it.
I feel dirty after drinking this.
I wish I felt dirty. I just feel nothing. It doesn't even make you feel dirty. It just makes you.
It's abject trash.
Yeah. It's just. There's so much nothingness there.
To tell you though,
it's one of the worst things we've had in a long time.
I agree, and there is no varietal character there.
You both guessed it wrong.
Forget varietal character. There's
no
anything.
It's
there.
There's no way you could discernibly say that this was. Zinfandel.
I do want to do this episode again because they're not this same episode, but I want to do this experiment again because there's another wine that I have in mind that I almost bought, but I wanted to do this first.
I don't like your intentions.
Why?
Because you're dangerous.
We've talked about sledgehammer so many times.
You were talking about Duckhorn. I was like, oh, this is going to be exciting.
God, there's a.
And then I pour it in the glass and went, this is not exciting. And
there's almost a.
I was so excited.
There's almost a, with that sourness, there's almost a, you know how you have metallic taste in beer that's been
I hadn't gotten to that yet.
There's
I'd stop and wet. See, this is like, I thought it'd be like Christmas morning, and then you open it, and all you got was socks and underwear that people have already worn, for that matter. And that's what you
were
got for
Bumbas?
Christmas. No. They just had skid marks on them. It's just gross.
And that's just the socks.
Yeah. No, those were crusty for some reason. I don't know why.
And you're worried about reading the sledgehammer website.
It's my special sock. Well, she's buying sledgehammer. Was Deb there in the other line buying it, too?
You have recommended it. Those words have come out of your mouth.
In 2020 or 2019, if I said that? No.
Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Scott recommended, what's that shitty stuff? The Italian Grifone. You were the Grifone spokesperson. Then with that haircut, should be.
That was many moons ago. Primitivo was pretty good.
The Primitivo was terrible.
I loved it.
It wasn't
you
that.
You actually had the Primitivo at my house and said it's not bad.
Okay, that was in 1932. It was awful.
Just like when you recommended Sledgehammer to Becky.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
And where were you going? You don't have to say out loud. I'm right. Doesn't matter where you.
It was actually.
It doesn't matter where she's going.
It was different at the time. I was in Giant Eagle. I was going somewhere, and I was like, "Rob, I'm walking around. I don't know what to get." And you said, "See if they have Sledgehammer," because they were. I think they were like sold out of a lot of stuff. And you said, "Take Sledgehammer," and I took it. And you know what?
People liked it.
People liked it.
Scott,
but
for
it
a while,
wasn't this.
No, for a while they selling it for $6.99.
I think I've seen it $9.99 mostly, and then $8.99. Every once in a while, it'll be $10.99. Well, I've never seen it.
You normally buy it at $10.99.
No, I haven't bought it in a long time.
I laughed so hard because I remember Rob saying so. I remember him saying so distinctly, "It for sure should be under $10," and it said $25.99. Which wouldn't you feel so upset if you had bought this for $25.99?
It's never cost $25.99.
Rob is
ever.
It's never been the most I've ever seen.
But why
any of the varietals?
Why
of
would you put
$10.99?
It up and then have it marked off 66% all the time?
Because idiots think it's on a deal.
Yeah, it's just a PO price.
Funny. It's so funny.
But dumbasses buy it at that.
And, like, there's state minimums.
Yeah, the state minimum is $10.99, pretty much. And it's marked down occasionally to
$8.99. I just thought it was so funny. I laughed so hard when I was buying it.
Nationwideliquor.com sells it for 49.39.
What?
Right there it is.
Is that an Imperial?
Excuse me. There it is.
Well, Sledgehammer Wines, go fuck yourself.
No shit.
You guys right? have to rate it.
Four.
No.
It gets the niner. Yeah. It gets D's nuts. That's what it gets.
It's bad.
We're going to take a break, folks. And then when we come back, yeah. Where's my duck horn, damn it? Here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. I've taken back control of the episode because Becky brought fucking Sledgehammer.
Control. Rob learned his lessons well.
Folks.
Control.
A couple years ago, season one, one of the earlier episodes, Scott and I drank Sledgehammer.
Maybe the first 10 episodes.
Burn that episode out of your mind. Never buy anything from them. They are terrible. They might be the Antichrist. Might be. Well, then again, Scott, they always probably were. We just, you know, got lucky a couple times and we're just drinking one of their simple ones. Because I've always found like that one that says Founders or whatever the fuck is that thing, that blend that they have. That thing looks like shit.
That red blend, yeah.
Yeah.
That we liked.
I never had that. You probably liked it because you're into this stuff, as we know.
Oh, so earlier. Triple B.
Mm.
During this episode, who was drawing a comparison and talking about Sledgehammer during this very episode?
I believe that would have been the wine guy.
Oh, yeah. And who recommended that you take this to an event, an outing, and said, Becky, you should buy Sledgehammer?
I think that was the wine guy.
It was probably at your house.
I knew it was not.
It probably was.
No.
It was a family member's home, but not.
Oh.
Wow.
How dare you?
Well, what the hell's the difference? I was just trying to save money. Should have brought Lodi's in from Climb.
Next thing you know, it's going to turn out to be awful.
I hope God, no. Hope God. Mm-hmm. Well, we might have had the one singular. I actually served that one time when Cindy and Phil were over, and everybody kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
We've had it. We had it, what, 4 or 5 times, I think, total.
I agree.
And it was never, I mean, you're not going to say,
this is great.
Yeah, no, you're not going to say that.
We liked it because for essentially a $10.
Fresh and fruity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It displayed good.
Truly, I always thought it was a beginner's in.
Yes.
It was. You knew it was zen. It had varietal character.
Brambly fruit, decent mid palate, okay finish.
It was brambly. Yeah, that's
$10.
$8.99. This is not brambly. This is stewy, like I said, folks, a sour cherry into blood orange, finishing with stewed vegetables, mostly sun-dried and tomato, with a very hard-edged, lengthy sour oak. And by the way, when we say lengthy, folks, we're talking 35 to 42nd oak finish. Now, I'm not sure what they wanted to accomplish with this thing. Hey, Becky, did they say on their website, like,
well, so
their,
something
the
that,
cooperage?
Something that I thought was interesting about Sledgehammer is that they view the wine as a literal sledgehammer to your taste buds, that you're getting so much flavor all at once that your mouth's exploding.
Yeah, I don't think they
don't
know what that means.
I don't feel like that at all.
No.
Like, rubbing alcohol
so much the
also
opposite.
Does that. Yeah.
And if we were drinking a wine or a cab for that matter that had so much flavor it was making our taste buds explode, we would be like, this wine would cost actually $25 or more, you know? So that's disappointing. When I saw the website, that Rock Out With Your Cork Out, I had a feeling of what we were in for this evening.
Did a guy have a cork sticking out of his fly?
I had a feeling.
That'd be great.
And they pretty much say, like, this is the perfect wine for grilling. While you're grilling, pour some of this on your steak, blah, blah, blah. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it. They're saying, like, pour it out.
They while you're grilling round steak.
Right. I had a feeling. I feel like it's just become commoditized. Like, it was a cool, maybe like a little bit of a niche wine, and now it's like, phew, crash and burn.
I think it's just typical for what you're going to get.
Sledgehammer is for
sourcing
men.
Sourcing.
Not boys. That's what their website says.
Sourcing grapes.
When you
wine.
Go to type in your year of birth, that's what it says.
When you source grapes to make wine, this is what you're going to face when you're on the lower end of the
table. And I think they also now have like a bourbon barrel wine.
Oh.
That, boy, there's no surprise.
Oh. Yeah, I know. Which, again, we should all have a great idea of what we're getting into. There, I will say, a lot of people are really into bourbon barrel wine. I do not understand that.
A lot of people smoke, too, don't they?
I have no interest in tasting that.
It's pretty horrendous.
Fine. It works for beer, but you don't do it with wine.
I can't stand it for beer.
And I will tell you, this is what I think. If you want to drink bourbon, drink bourbon.
Yeah.
If you want to drink wine,
drink wine.
Drink wine. They are not the same thing. They do not complement each other. I do not get it at all. It's such a trendy moment. I am not here for it at all.
I wonder what would happen if you mixed bourbon with this wine.
You'd probably get drunk. And see, if you didn't mix bourbon with this wine, you couldn't get drunk because you're not going to drink enough of this to get drunk. At least this guy isn't.
Maybe we're doing it the wrong way. Maybe you're supposed to just inject this.
With?
A needle into your arm.
Well, maybe you're, like a sledgehammer, you're supposed to just slam it.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Not your
glass. You could write for the website.
I know.
Yeah.
Just
slam
it. Their
website is so trashy. Yeah. Look,
meat,
look,
wine,
this picture
good.
Right here that Scott's looking at, it's a wine bottle with flames behind it.
Like it's busting out of an oven or something.
Can we set the wine on fire?
Yeah.
I don't think there's enough alcohol in it.
The other thing that it says on their website, when you go back up to the top, it says screw corkscrews. And I don't understand that picture.
Is it a twist top?
No, I had to use a corkscrew.
So why don't they have a twist?
What it's got a pair of vice grips and a household screw that they screwed into the cork, and then they apparently took vice grips to pull it out like a real man would do. Screw corkscrews. You're just going to pull it out with a pair of vice grips.
You know, Hank did that one time. I'm just saying.
The Australian Russian.
By the way, that was not Sledgehammer. That was Chateau Saint Michel Cabernet. Mm. Yeah, we were also eating Kobe, Wagyu, ribeyes, 16-ounce ribeyes, Wagyu
from Blystone.
Yeah, allegedly, yes.
Basic survival tools. It's got your grilling tools on the picture. Apply liberally. It shows him pouring sledgehammer onto a steak on the grill. Yeah.
And that everything's a decanter. They're pouring it into
an old oil can?
No, like a
silver bucket. I don't know.
A bucket you would use for icing beers down.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Like the bucket they bring out at a restaurant that has like 6 Coors Lights in it.
So their idea of being manly is to drink this wine in a stupid fashion.
But here's the thing about this wine. This is
men
probably,
drink wine.
If you would characterize wines as feminine and masculine,
yes,
this is not a masculine wine. It's not big. It's not burly. Why you would typically call that masculine is just because a bigger, beastly wine, you would say it's got masculine characteristics. This is just a bad wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say it's not feminine either.
No.
Yeah, I would agree. It also, read this part. I forgot the rest. I got stuck at Rock Out With Your Cork Out, but read the rest.
Pair this with big, bold, spicy Zinfandel. Pair this big, bold, spicy Zinfandel with thick meats and thumping beets.
Thumping
good with
beets?
Meat. Of course, all their wines are allegedly good with meat. This is a grilled T-bone, barbecue pork ribs, beef brisket, Italian sausage.
No, no, no.
Hell no.
No, no, no. I'd rather eat
Who
a lit
owns
match.
Sledgehammer? Sledgehammer owns itself? Like, did they get sold out, bought out? It just tastes to me like a wine that used to be something like kind of fun. That's what it feels like to me. It was a wine that used to be kind of fun, and now it's become like a parody of itself.
There's always been some bottle variation with it. When I would buy it regularly, the Zin, that first year, then I just stopped because it just
wasn't Scott, good anymore. Just acknowledge that you were abusing bath salts, and that's why you bought it.
Again, you recommended it.
The bath salts? Yes. I did to you. I thought you'd do. You knew about Sledgehammer before I did.
I have.
It was in your kitchen the whole damn time.
No.
In Grafone.
We did it on the show. So
you always loved it.
I never had
it. You're
never
a Sledgehammer fan.
Never had it before
I never
the
bought it for the show. You did.
I did.
I know, that gnarly head.
And we liked it.
Not gnarly head.
The Sledgehammer?
No.
Okay. I forgot.
I always hated it.
So you know why Rob said for everybody to not listen to those first episodes and forget about them? Because he said how much he liked it.
Well, okay. We did like it.
Now listen.
Oh,
I'm going
we?
To read to you some other wineries owned by the same people that own Sledgehammer. I truly believe this used to be... I don't know, but no. I believe it was its own, and now it's not anymore.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
Squealing Pig.
Okay.
Shingle Peak.
Shingle Peak.
Secret Stone.
Secret Stone. Secret Stone.
I can't hardly talk.
Is it a two-word winery, this next one? Fucking Duck.
Yeah, Triple B, this is not going the way you thought it was going to go.
No, this is exactly it, because you all are going to die. Run Riot.
Run Riot.
I can't hardly talk.
Ass Face.
Rosemount Retreat.
Rosemount Retreat.
So funny. It's best.
Two words.
But they're all like such alliteration. It's so stupid.
It's because they're all in wine clubs. That's what that is.
James.
Fifth leg.
My fifth leg.
What does that
my
even
I like leg. My favorite winery is Squealing Pig. Spicy sphincter sauce.
That's too many.
Okay. Also owns Lindeman's. Also owns Behringer. Also owns 19 Crimes. Treasury. This is a Treasury wine.
Yes, treasury.
It's a treasure.
Oh, put it back in the box and throw it in the ocean. Don't bring it up. Jesus,
that is so funny. Knowing that,
now, I don't
now
think
I'm
they
like,
were owned
okay.
by Treasury before. Do you?
I have no clue.
No, that's what their problem was. It was owned by Treasury now. Oh, well, Lindeman's is better than this. Just point that out.
The cheap stuff.
I forgot that part of my research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, Castrol motor oil is better than this. Let's see what else. Penguin urine is better than this.
Stop.
I mean, Treasury's.
You've never had penguin urine.
Portfolio.
You don't know.
Treasury's Penfolds.
You know Adam Carolla?
Adam Carolla. Yeah. I know him.
Okay.
Yes.
Him.
Personally.
This is his favorite wine.
Well, he's a douche.
He's brought this. He signed a deal that he's like the.
He's the spokesman?
Basically.
Wow.
No, this is fantastic. The wine of his show.
Wow. Okay. He has a podcast, doesn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Pretty popular.
Well,
Stag's Leap. There's Stag's Leap in their portfolio.
Well, yes, but that's okay. You know, we have a big celebrity spokesman who's Adam Carolla.
Carolla is how you say his name?
Carolla. Okay. You're like, who?
Carolla. Chateau Saint-Jean.
Norm MacDonald said no, so we were on to Adam Carolla. So, I was like, what the hell?
David Spade.
Yeah, okay, there's another one. David Spade was busy.
He didn't show up to sign the contract.
Well, you know.
Pepper Jack.
Jesus Christ. Adam Carolla. Corolla.
That's it. We have to have Squealing Pig on the show.
I don't want that.
I think you do.
I do not.
You just don't know.
I, in fact, do not want Squealing Pig.
On the, so it's New Zealand.
Oh.
This little pig went to market. This little pig stayed home. This, that's Squealing Pig.
I think I've seen it before somewhere. Not in person, but somewhere. Listen, on wine.com or something?
Yeah, I'm pretty certain it's
I don't know where I saw that. Whistle Pig. I'm thinking Whistle Pig, the bourbon.
Yeah.
Not Squealing Pig.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait to just make this maybe like a regularly appearing wine feature.
Okay, well, next time I went Duckhorn. Jesus Christ. Well, folks.
I think this has been very fun.
Yeah. I'm having a good time.
We'll be.
Not drinking the wine.
Mm. So, folks, we're going to take a break.
Hey, buddy, are you going to recommend that Triple B takes Squealing Pig to our next outing? What's your next recommendation?
A Federalist. That's my next friend.
19 Crimes?
No.
Mayomi?
I know.
No.
Seriously.
You know what? I'd rather drink Mayomi every day of the week than that.
Oh, yes. I would, too. I would, too. I'd rather own Mayomi, by the way.
Drink water.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Or sniff glue.
Rather just have a Diet Coke. Call it a day.
Yeah.
Mayomi is wine. It's just not something we care for.
Mm-hmm. I know, Scott. It's not what anybody cares for. By the way, it has a slight brown hue to it. Just noticed that. So, we're going to take a break, folks, and be right back with the review for the Sledgehammer here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the Sledgehammer wine line, I think we've said before, there are wineries and there are lines of wine. This is a line of wine-ish. Like 19 Crimes, like, what's some other stuff, Predator. Like, there's no winery. There's no chateau overlooking a beautiful vineyard for this. There's some dude in a sweaty warehouse that's pushing boxes around and making this in a tub.
It'd be better if they were overlooking a wastewater treatment runoff into a river with illegal dumping by a...
Trump's made that possible.
...company. Yeah. Well, he's working towards it.
Yeah,
he's working towards it. They haven't completely eliminated the permit to discharge process.
Well, his new initiative is to roll back school nutrition guidelines so that our kids don't have to have fruits and vegetables.
Has he seen the Liberty... Has he seen Henry's lunch menu?
I don't think they have to anyway.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it is super strict. They used to make, like, biscuits and gravy. Henry's lunch, I've seen them, Rob, every single day when the kids come through the line, if they don't have a fruit or a veggie on their tray, they have to pick one at the checkout line.
You're an unusual school.
And they,
that's not how most schools are.
The cashier.
And those are not the federal guidelines.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Jamie Oliver school lunch series
that
of shows?
That was from Huntington, West Virginia.
The first one.
Filmed. Yeah.
And then L.A. And no, yeah. This is... They don't.
There's nobody that goes in there and checks on it.
I think it's
just based on what they order.
Fries, pizza.
Well, yeah. Henry's is pizza, chicken nugget, taco
breakfast.
Triangle, Bosco stick.
Breakfast.
But
is
there's always a vegetable.
Pop tarts.
No, I don't know about that.
There is. There's a corn. There's a green beans. There's a vegetable offered every day.
Mm.
And I'm not kidding. Their cashier is so strict. She makes them pick one or the other.
That's good. That's better than most places.
She will not let them go through the line.
Henry
if they
eats
say
honey
I don't,
bun.
Yeah, if she if like they say buns. I don't want either one, she says you're not allowed to go sit down until you pick one of these.
Hmm. There we go.
Yeah.
She's strict.
By the way,
I wish she was there today stopping you from buying this.
I love school pizzas.
Which the deep dish or just this flat?
We had like Sicilian style, like a thicker crust. And
did you really?
Yeah, thicker crust. Rectangular squares.
Oh, those,
and it was crunchy. It was crispy.
That's actually good, but they also still have, you know, those Red Baron, like, deep dish single ones? Henry hates that.
Okay.
Because that's their pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
But he
but
likes
they have
the other
those little rectangles that are really thin.
He likes those.
Thin, though.
Every time I see one of those, it takes me back. I mean, they have had, whoever has the contract on that.
Mm-hmm. Someone I work with likes to eat those deep dish Red Baron things. But what they do is...
The microwavable ones that come in the silver little tray.
They dissect them.
What do you mean?
They pull off the cheese and all the meats, and then they tear little bits of the crust, and they eat it first, and then they eat the toppings separate.
What?
Yeah, it's like watching an autopsy.
Is that C?
Yes.
Ugh, it doesn't surprise me.
It's pretty gross.
It's people are worried about eating.
I
worked with a guy who for years, we broke him of it by mocking him endlessly.
Yeah.
Every bite he took, he would sniff the food like a ferret.
I'm like itching.
There's never a ferret around when you need one.
When this guy was eating lunch.
Yeah.
Henry still gets like chicken patties, which I feel like is like the quintessential school lunch food.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing he won't eat is taco in a bag, like the Fritos with the chili and the cheese on top.
You have to have standards.
Or taco triangles.
That's weird. But I don't understand what that is.
Is there a more processed food in the world than school chicken nuggets?
No.
Probably not. Actually, you know what tastes like school district chicken nuggets? Are Burger King's chicken nuggets.
Oh, God.
One time got him for a young illy. He wouldn't eat them.
He's smart.
A young illy wouldn't eat them. But I tasted one and went, no, I wouldn't eat that either.
What are Bosco sticks?
They're just, I think, a breadstick with, like, cheese in it. It's dumbass
dish. That
sounds
delightful.
Well, Henry hates them.
But
has he ever tried them?
Probably not. Mm. He's not known for his...
That sounds delicious.
Would it be?
A breadstick with cheese inside?
Yeah, if it was a proper breadstick and it was a proper piece of bread, but this is, it's going to be frozen.
It's not an entree, yet it's an entree at school.
Mm, fair. Okay.
Ergo, Trump's like, man, I'm not really doing much.
Well, when Henry packs his lunch, he eats a cheese stick.
You don't have to buy the broccoli. You're not going to eat anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, well.
Well, let's change this thing up.
Hmm.
Let the wine guy go first.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do what it. Do you let's have, score. Brother? He's going to give it a 4.
No.
Teen?
I'm going to give it a very fair score.
Okay.
Yeah.
70.
No.
70.
71. Okay. This is bad.
You finished your glass?
You did.
Fine. I'll give you that. I was kept trying to find something in there.
You found the bottom of the glass, but then again, you buy this and you like it.
No. False.
What I hate about this is it is so nondescript. Huh. For a wine that markets itself as being a sledgehammer to your taste buds, it is so truly nondescript. This tastes like something you would get out of a vat that would have like a little spigot on the bottom. It's just so void of taste. It really is disappointing.
Get the spigot.
This is the worst wine we've done on the show in... I don't recall how long.
Maybe, what is that? The Oak Ridge Wine Company bought it out. OZV. Yeah, boy. We got that OZV. Sorry. That's not how he spoke.
I wasn't expecting it to be this bad. I thought it was probably not going to be great, but I wasn't expecting it to be this bad. Honestly.
This really wasn't. This is quasi-OZV bad. It might just be mildly better than OZV, but it's on that level.
I would probably give it like a... 75. It doesn't matter. It's fair not enough. Good. It's not recommended. It doesn't go anywhere.
Close to starting with an 8.
Yeah.
You almost should have this sitting next to you looking at you, but you threw it away.
I did.
With a moldy piece of cheese in it.
So funny.
Now you have to drink the naughty blush yourself.
Well, and let this be a lesson to all of us to stop recommending it.
Oh, I stopped. it hadn't really crossed my mind in a while. I was amazed it's still in stores.
That's the thing. When
could you imagine if I'd spent $26 on this?
It doesn't cost that.
You know, we're going to have to do some revisiting of some wines we've done just to see if they are good.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show you budget and entry price stuff. There's likely to be some variation. You know, they're not getting the best stock. So if they got it right one year, are they going to get it right the next year?
This is a complete departure from what it was stylistically.
I think
this is a complete,
a fair point,
complete
though.
Departure from wine.
Well, what they've done is decided to try to oak it to make it more fancy. And they had a bad grape stock, too. And maybe they're not using Purple Death this year.
And they're not.
And everything is awry. And it doesn't taste like an oak chip. It tastes like American oak and too much of it for too long, badly oaked, And there you go.
Yeah.
And I think the oaking was intended to give it flavor.
Because it doesn't. Because otherwise it'd be devoid.
Yeah, because what else is there?
Yeah, they had
I think that was a strategy.
Made a weedy grape, whatever. Well, then again, they should have tasted whatever they bought before.
And it just says California. There was no, I think, kind of North Coast.
I think it's always been pretty much just mm-hmm. Cali. And,
yeah, it's California.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably some Delta and Central Coast stuff, yeah. But yeah. Awful.
Their cab is marketed as a North Coast.
You know, this is cabbage.
It does taste a little bit like stewed cabbage, yes. Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut tastes better than this.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. Bathwater tastes better than this.
Maybe if you aged it.
Aged the bathwater?
Aged bathwater.
So that's part of it is. It has a bit of a cranberry tomato edge to it because it's fading. It's old tasting. It's been on oak too long. They mellowed it too much, and I don't think I would mess with it at all. I mean, I wouldn't even put it out like this, but perhaps on no oak, tasting of whatever it was, it's got to be better than this.
You would think that they had like an insurance policy.
Why? Oh, you're pouring it back in the decanter.
Well, no, insurance policy for what?
But
it's sourced.
That's what I'm saying, that, you know, you invest in wine and you drink it. You make the wine, and then you realize, God, this is awful. Let's just dump it out and collect the insurance.
No, you wouldn't get that on sourcing grapes, and you wouldn't get that at all. You're not going to get crop insurance because you don't have – that's what that would be, crop insurance.
Yeah, I get you.
Otherwise, nobody would insure on your own fuck-ups. It doesn't make any sense.
Every single review of this, though, is – I don't know what they do to this. It's so amazing. Buy this by the case.
Oh, the world's going to hell. Blah, blah, blah.
But I'm just telling you, the reviews are still very, very good for this wine that does not deserve it.
Treasury pays some people to write some good reviews.
Yeah,
good
for them. It's called Box.
I wish they would pay us, you know?
Yeah, I don't think they want to pay us on this.
They can go fuck themselves.
I was waiting for that.
With a rusty tuna can.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, just the tuna can lid.
Yeah.
That's harsh. And do that. So... Wall of Shame, by the way. Wall.
I cannot wait to do this episode again. I already have a wine.
Rusty Fork?
I have
shame.
The exact wine in mind I'm going to go and buy.
By the way.
I can't wait.
I don't want to hear more pig slop bullshit. That's all I can say. No more pig slop.
I didn't know it was going to be this bad.
This isn't even pig slop. This isn't even pig slop.
It's not this pig just, slop. It's just not good.
This is pig slop.
It's just not good.
No. It really isn't. It's just so bad.
Scott,
it's just so nothing.
I wouldn't feed this to pigs.
I get it. But relative
to what
we've
had worse wines. Compared to other bottles of this that we've had, it's so disappointing.
This isn't nearly as good as the Woodbridge Cabernet I brought on the show.
I can't wait. I am so excited for the next bottle of wine. I can't even tell you. I loved this.
You know what this makes me reconsider?
Drinking?
Fisheye.
Well, yeah, fisheye is better than this.
Maybe.
Yellowtail is better than this.
Yeah, you know what? Yellowtail is better than this. Not necessarily the Zin, but something out of Yellowtail is better than this.
Anything at Yellowtail is better than this.
Like the Shiraz.
Drink their Pinot. Yeah.
No.
I was going to say probably one of their whites for sure.
Bodega Box Pinot is better than this.
Probably.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Had it. Not that bad.
I'm sure you would think that.
This bad.
So, I will wrap up this episode.
Thank you.
You don't have the strength.
You brought us here. You got to take us out.
I know. So, until next time, we bid you adieu here on the Wine Vault.
Trying to do the old theme song.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Right? That was the old theme song. It was the old theme song. I love the old theme song.
But it's still the same song. It's playing right now.
The theme song was better.
That's smooth jazz. It's playing right now. I'll show it to you.
We'd like that.
I know. So, folks.
I know. Close the episode.
I am going to steal Becky's thunder and bid you adieu here on the Wine Vault.
How
good night.
How dare you?
How dare you, sir?
How dare you, sir?
On the Wine Vault.